News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, a lack of shelters and packed public buses are leaving rural cancer patients stranded at the roadside. So says Mary Frances Douglas, who claims she experienced an appalling lack of service when travelling from Youghal to Cork University Hospital for breast cancer care with her late husband, Gerard, who was also receiving treatment for terminal brain cancer. Mary Frances' story was reported by digital news site corkbio.ie. She now joins us. Mary Frances, I'm obviously delighted to hear you're now in remission for breast cancer, but could you just tell us about your experience travelling by public transport from Youghal to Cork University Hospital?
Well, both Gerard and I sadly had to have daily radiation therapy in January of 2019. That was okay. There was a special voluntary bus which took us, a minibus took us to the hospital and back. But once that was over, we were very much on our own. Between us, we had sort of weekly appointments with checkups, blood tests to see our consultants, etc. So we would pop down to the bus stop 5 minutes from our home here in the Upper Strand in Youghal and wait and wait in cold, freezing weather, unsheltered. And 9 times out of 10, the bus would sail past full because that bus would originate in Waterford, go through Dungarvan, and stop at central Youghal. And by the time it came to us, there would be no seats left. And when you have a consultant's appointment, you're very much aware that it's basically a two-hour door-to-door journey. It's an hour into Cork, then you have to walk around to Patrick Street, get a 30-minute bus to CUH, walk miles and miles of corridors. And it's just so distressing. First of all, we both felt ill. Secondly, we were distressed, worried about being late, about missing our consultant's appointment. And this happened to us so often. I cannot tell you how often. So in the meantime, when I did have time, I either wrote or emailed to the MTA, to Bus Éireann, to a local TD who actually had a meeting at Bus Áras, and I had a letter from the CEO of Bus Éireann, and they all said the same thing, lack of funding. So then more recently, sadly, my husband, Gerard, passed away in August, had fantastic care at Youghal Community Hospital and also at CUH, I must say. And so I decided then that I just felt strong enough to sort of take it further, do something about it, not for my sake, but for all the other people. Also, the commuters, the shoppers and the students are left standing, but it's particularly distressing if you are really, really ill and panicked about getting to your consultant's appointment on time. So I then emailed, I had several emails backwards and forwards with the Department of Transport, and it was all going well until I said, what are you going to do about it then? Can you not get around a round table with Bus Éireann, with the MTA, with all the relevant parties, and reallocate some funding for the South East? And at that point, I was met with complete silence. There was no other email, no answer. That was it. So I was met with passing the buck, and on the Department of Transport, complete and total indifference. And it has made me very angry, because I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing it for the people of Youghal. It's an up-and-coming tourist town, especially since Iron Man, etc. And I don't think we should be tagged on to the tail end of the Waterford-Dungarvan bus. I think we should have a small 20 or 25-seater bus dedicated Youghal Cork return. We had the same problem at Parnell Place. We would arrive in plenty of time from CUH, from our bus at CUH, in plenty of time for the 22, the hour bus, having had a long day in the hospital, very tired, very weak, dying to get home. And we would stand in a very long queue and get to the bus door and say, sorry, bus full, and maybe 7 or 8 or 9 of us left behind. And this happened every single time we were at Parnell Place, without exception.
Are you optimistic that anything will change on this?
No, I have no optimism. I have no hope whatsoever. I think this has to be highlighted. I am going to, now that I've gone this far with it, I'm going to approach a local TD. I'm not politically oriented in any way. I'm a very middle of the road sort of person, and I just believe in getting the job done. Fair I believe enough. People of Youghal, especially as we no longer have a train line, I believe the people of Youghal deserve a dedicated bus service. Okay. And what really appalled me was during the month of December, after Jerry had major neurosurgery for a tumour, he then had to travel in to sort out his treatment plan. So we were in the freezing weather in December of 2018, and there were no extra buses for the Christmas shoppers, so the buses were extra full. So we were literally left waiting 2 hours every time we went for a bus during that horrendous year, that horrendous month. It was like a night going through a nightmare. I'm not hopeful at all.
Okay, Mary Frances, just finally, you've been through a really awful time between your own health issues and losing your beloved husband. How are you doing at the moment?
Well, I feel very well, thank goodness. I'm a very positive person. I believe there are a lot of people suffering in this world, and I think, you know, I don't want to concentrate too much on myself. I still have to go for some checkups, some scans in the very near future. So please God, all will be well. But I think 90% of life is being positive and being hopeful and having the support of family and friends. And the people of Youghal have embraced me. They're a lovely, welcoming, wonderful people, and they have really helped me out.
Okay, well, look, thank you so much for talking to us and telling us your story. Mary Frances Douglas, thank you indeed. And now, we did also get a statement from Bus Éireann on this particular story. The company said they're aware of the high levels of customer demand on our expressway Route 40 service from Waterford and Cork. They're going to continue to monitor passenger demand, provide additional capacity where possible. And they said, we wish to apologise to any customers impacted by this high level of customer demand, which can occur at peak times. In order to cater for this demand, Bus Éireann also operate another route between Ardmore, Youghal and Cork, with services commencing in Youghal at peak times in the morning.